Honorable Chair, Excellencies, Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, let me start with the fundamental fact that food, along with physical environment that support life, is basic to human existence. Lately, or rather belatedly, we have been awakened to the fact that food supply of the world could not keep up with the global demand. We have not been perceptive enough to read the signals that are abound. Rapidly rising global food prices, frequent outbreaks of hunger in various parts of the world, and even an ever-increasing numbers of incidents of malnutrition among the world population. We all now agree that food security is a global issue. Agriculture and food security have been a central issue of discussion in various international forums. The last food crisis has attracted political attention at the highest level of governments around the world. Yet, I must say that I have not seen a sense of urgency among us, the global community, to act on that common problem of ours. What we urgently need is our unequivocal commitment to take concrete actions now. Chair, basic problems of food security is how to increase the supply of food quickly and in a sustainable way. The key, as we already know, is to accelerate investment in agricultural research and development and infrastructures. This requires us to mobilize all available global resources, both financial and technical. Developed countries should be willing to take a leading role, while developing countries, for their part, should play an effective complementary role. The financial resources for building necessary agricultural infrastructures are immense. The developed countries should mobilize the necessary global resources, while the developing countries should create a friendly environment for investment. Chairs, it is our view that global agreement on significantly increasing financial aid and technical assistance for agriculture in developing countries is imperative. The assistance should primarily be directed at upgrading the productive capacity of developing countries. Equally, it is also imperative for governments in developing countries to make the strongest efforts to raise and set aside their own resources for agricultural development in their own respective countries. We should not forget that global trade environment is also a critical factor for sustaining global food production. We need international trade rules that are supportive to agricultural development in developing countries. It is therefore regrettable that the Doha Round now comes to a standstill. We should work together for its reinstatement. We know that food security is more than just increasing food supply. It involves better access of the population to the available food supply. On this front, we have to press forward for agreements on a number of important issues. To develop a better information system on food production, consumption, price movement and reserves. To establish a well-managed early warning system and quick responses to address natural disasters and conflicts. We have also to pursue seriously the idea of developing a common stock of food accessible by any countries in need, particularly in emergency situations. Let me report to you that such an initiative has been initiated within our region. We have adopted the ASEAN Integrated Food Security Framework and the Strategic Plan of Action on Food Security in the ASEAN region. Within this framework, Indonesia and other ASEAN plus three members currently are in the process of establishing a rescue rice reserve for such purposes. Chair, as one of the world's most populous countries with abundant agricultural resources, Indonesia can and should play a crucial role in helping solve the global food problem. Our demand for food significantly affects world food prices. Fortunately, since last year, we have been able to be self-sufficient in our basic staple, rice, thus help to relieve pressure on global demand for this product. Our challenge is to at least maintain it. But given our abundant agricultural endowments, Indonesia is well positioned to become one of the world's important food suppliers in the coming years. Infrastructure development, including agricultural infrastructures, receive a top priority in our development plan. Government of Indonesia is ready to remove regulatory stumbling blocks that hinder investment in agriculture. One important focus in our strategy is to improve our logistics systems to optimize our vast geographic potential. Indonesia will then be able to contribute more to easing pressures on the world food markets. Chair, we are also doing something on the social front to protect the most vulnerable groups to the food crisis. We are revamping the existing social safety net programs by improving the targeting system and delivery mechanism. The new scheme is expected to be fully operational by 2011. In closing, let me underscore once again the urgent need for all of us to act now before the problem becomes more intractable. I should like to add one more thing. Our effort to address agricultural development and food security must be synchronized with our efforts to deal with other equally important global problems, namely those of energy and climate change. It is for this reason that we must also act together to advance the implementation of the Bali Roadmap and Bali Plan of Actions and to ensure tangible progress in the climate conference in Copenhagen in December this year. Thank you. Thank you.